This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives Judiciary Committee has voted to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress for not releasing an unredacted version of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's report on Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The vote was along party lines and passed 24-16. The next step is a floor vote in the full House. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler had subpoenaed the report, but Barr had refused to send an unredacted version to the committee. Nadler said that Barr and Trump are attempting to usurp Congress's place as a co-equal branch of the U.S. government.
It's an attack on the ability of the American people to know what the executive branch is doing and to have responsible government. It is an attack on the essence of our democracy, and we must oppose this with every fiber of our being.
The vote came after President Donald Trump had invoked executive privilege over the entire Mueller report. A Justice Department statement said after the vote that Attorney General Barr had made extraordinary efforts to provide Congress and the public with information about the special counsel's work. The United States has imposed sanctions on Iran's metals sector as tensions escalate between the two countries. President Donald Trump issued the executive order Wednesday in Washington. A White House statement says it covers Iran's iron, steel, aluminum, and copper sectors, the Islamic Republic's largest non-petroleum-related sources of export revenue. Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country will suspend its compliance with prohibitions of stockpiles of enriched uranium and heavy water imposed as part of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Trump pulled the United States out of that deal a year ago, and the U.S. has imposed sanctions on Iran since. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States and Britain's special relationship will flourish despite differences over Iran's nuclear program and China's involvement with the British communications network. In regard to Iran, Pompeo said the United States will make decisions about how best to respond to Iran when it sees what Tehran does.
They've made a number of statements about actions they threatened to do in order to get the world to jump. We'll see what they actually do. The United States will wait to observe that.
Regarding Chinese communications company Huawei, the United States has asked its allies not to use Huawei communications equipment because of fears that China could use the equipment to spy on other nations. In a related story, an executive of Huawei is back in court to set a date for the start of her extradition hearings. Meng Wanzhou is accused of lying to banks about the company's dealings with Iran in violation of U.S. trade sanctions. Canada arrested the daughter of Huawei's founder on December 1st on a U.S. extradition warrant. Huawei said Wednesday it will seek to stay the extradition proceedings because Meng's actions were done with the full knowledge of banks. Meng's lawyers also said President Donald Trump's previous statements that the charges against Meng could be dropped if it helped U.S.-China trade talks disqualified the United States from pursuing the case in Canadian courts. The hearing comes one day before Chinese Vice Premier Liu He is set to arrive in Washington for trade talks. President Trump has threatened to increase tariffs on billions of dollars of Chinese goods by Friday, right in the middle of Liu's visit. A Pakistani Christian woman who spent 8 years on death row over false blasphemy charges has left the country. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither has details.
6 months after being acquitted by Pakistan's top court over false blasphemy charges, Asia Bibi has left the country for Canada, according to her lawyer. When she was released in October, hardline Islamists rioted on the streets and called for her to be killed. Bibi had been staying at an undisclosed location under tight security. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, had previously said his country was in talks with Pakistan about helping her.
Reuters' Emily Wither. And Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle have announced the name of their newborn baby boy in an Instagram post. At Sussex Royal posted, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are pleased to announce that they have named their firstborn child Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. Archie is the 7th in line to the British throne, and he is Queen Elizabeth's 8th great-grandchild. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.